jnana shalakaya chaksurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajevam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Nitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanustate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kaupa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that he appears to establish religious principles. Religious principles are symbolized with four qualities.
宗教原则呢, 它是有四个基础的。
There's cleanliness, mercy, austerity, and truthfulness.
洁净, 苦行,
mercy.
真诚, 仁慈和真诚。
These four qualities are established by following four regulative principles.
这四个原则呢, 是通过遵循宗教原则而确立起来的。
So, when a person is initiated in Krishna consciousness, it is understood that he is going to that they are going to practice these four principles.
一个人在Krishna职业当中启迪了，就意味着他要开始来实践这四个原则了。
This age is known as the age of Kali.
我们知道这个年代呢，被称为是卡利年代。
And in the age of Kali, irreligion is very prominent, very common everywhere.
在卡利年代呢，知道非常显著一个特征是非宗教非常的显著。
People are addicted to all kinds of sinful activities.
人们沉浸于各种各样的罪恶活动。
And people don't even feel any shame about performing sinful activities.
人们甚至去从事这样的罪恶活动，不感到羞愧。
People don't even think that they're doing anything wrong.
人们甚至不会去思考他们正在做错的事情。
So Krishna consciousness is to bring people out of that ignorance.
所以Krishna知觉呢，是将人们 从这样的愚昧当中摆脱出来的。
So long as people are engaged in sinful activities, then they cannot be in God consciousness.
所以只要人们还处在罪恶活动当中, 他就没有办法去获得神觉的。
The first thing, if one wants to try to develop a relationship with God, the first thing is to give up sinful activities.
如果一个人想要培养跟神的关系的话, 首先他就必须得放弃罪恶活动。
So these four activities are meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex.
所以这四项作活动呢, 就是去吃肉、吃麻醉品、赌博和非法性生活。
So meat eating is common all over the world today.
在如今呢，我们看吃肉遍布全世界。
People are so ignorant. They think if you don't eat meat, you won't be healthy.
然后人们就是这么的愚蠢，他们说如果不吃肉的话，身体不会有健康的。
They think you cannot have enough protein without eating meat.
如果不吃肉的话，是不会得到提升的。
They are thinking that there's nothing wrong in killing animals.
他们认为屠杀动物没有任何错。
They think animals, they don't have souls.
他们认为动物没有灵魂。
Like there's so many ways people are ignorant about the nature of these sinful activities.
就像是说那些受到愚昧行道控制的人，他们对整个的这些罪恶活动一无所知。
So devotee is not just simply a vegetarian, but he eats food which is first offered to Krishna.
奉献者吃的不仅仅是素食，他吃的这些素食首先要供奉给 Krishna。
Sometimes people question also, they say, is it important to be a vegetarian? So long as we believe in God, is that not enough?
所以人们有的时候就问，说如果相信上帝的话，相信神的话，吃素就够了吗？我们说是不够的。
This is the philosophy of the half a hen, half a chicken.
如果说只是说吃素就可以变得神觉的话，这只是知道了哲学的一半。
There's a story that one man was keeping chickens, and he saw the front part of the chicken is eating food, and the back part is laying eggs.
然后有个故事就是说，看到一只母鸡，它一半呢是看，一半呢是是下蛋的，另外一半呢是可以供来提供吃肉的。
So he thought the front part is eating food, so I will cut this off, and I'll just keep the back part.
啊，就这个鸡，它不是一部分是在吃东西吗？另一部分是在下蛋吗？他说：“我要把这个吃食物的这部分去掉，然后只让它下蛋。”
So the man thinks, what is the point to keep the front part? We'll just keep the back part.
然后再就说，干嘛要老是为这个鸡吃东西呢？把这个吃东西这部分给它去掉，只剩那个下蛋的那部分存在就好了。
But you cannot do that.
但是我们知道，我们不能这样做的。
In the same way, you cannot think you can be in God consciousness and at the same time eat meat.
也就是说，当如果一个人想要变得神觉的话，同时吃肉，这是不可能的。
So a devotee promises not to eat meat, fish, or egg.
所以奉献者承诺说不吃鱼肉蛋。
Eggs are in many things. People like to eat cakes and things. There's a lot of eggs put into cakes and biscuits. If you buy these things in the market, you'll see they often put eggs in.
Yeah. 然后我们可以去到就是市场里面，人们会拿鸡蛋放在很多的食物里面，做成各种各样的蛋类的食品的。
Many noodles also, they make them with eggs.
我们看很多鸡蛋面。
You have to be careful. If you don't want to eat meat, fish or eggs, you should be careful to read the ingredients before you eat something.
所以如果我们想真正的去坚持不吃油蛋的话，我们在买东西的时候一定要注意它的成分的。
Also, ice cream in the summer. Maybe you like to eat ice cream. You'll see they also put eggs in ice cream.
可能你们会有些人爱吃冰激凌。我们知道很多的冰淇淋里面都有鸡蛋的，所以一定要小心一点。
So, devotee is careful about what they eat.
所以奉献者呢，他们很小心他们在吃什么。
And what they eat, they also offer to Krishna.
因为奉献者吃什么，他们都会供奉给 Krishna 的。
Sometimes devotee will say, "Well, I don't have time to offer it to Krishna."
有的时候奉献者说，哎呀，我没有时间供奉 Krishna。
I say, "Well, you take time to cook."
但是我们去花费时间煮饭。
It takes time to eat.
我们要花费时间去吃。
Why you don't have time to offer it to Krishna?
为什么你没有时间给 Krishna 供奉呢？
So this is not a good excuse.
所以这不是个好的借口。
Yeah. We should appreciate that what we cook is first of all should be offered for Krishna, and then we can accept Krishna's prasada.
所以我们要有这样的状况，只要我们去煮饭了，我们就要先给 Krishna 先吃，然后变成 prasada， 然后我们再荣耀。
Then you get purified by eating.
然后这样的吃才会让我们变得净化的。
But if you simply eat food which is vegetarian, you're not going to get purified.
如果我们吃的食物呢只是素食的话，我们不会因为这个素食而变得净化的。
It's not spiritual.
素食不是灵性的。
We have to offer it to Krishna, and then it becomes spiritual.
我们必须把这个素食供奉给 Krishna， 之后它才变成灵性的。
One time the devotees made a program in a university campus in making a program to the students.
有一次呢，奉献者呢，他们在一个大学里面做一些节目，要把食物派发给学生。
And they told the students, "Come and watch matter made into spirit."
然后他们就跟学生们说：“来，你们看看我们是如何把物质变成灵性的。”
So the students were very interested. They wanted to see this. This sounded very interesting to the students.
然后呢，一些学生就说：“呀，把物质能够变成灵性的，他们要去看看怎么变的。”
So the devotees brought a plate. They had an altar, and they put it on the altar.
然后呢，奉献者们，因为他们有个布了个神坛嘛，他们就把食物放在神坛上面。
And they drew the curtain.
然后把这个神坛拉上。
And then the devotee chanted the mantras, rang the bell.
然后呢，奉献者在摇铃铛，唱了一个曼陀罗。
Clapped his hands three times.
然后呢，三遍是吧
？Then opened the curtain.
然后呢，把这个帘子拉开。
Said now it's spiritual.
然后现在食物变成灵性的了。
So matter can be made into spirit when it's used in the service of Krishna.
所以呢，如果我们知道，如果把物质的供奉给 Krishna 的话，它就会变成灵性的了。
So the first principle a devotee follows is not to eat meat, fish, or egg.
所以首先呢，奉献者做的第一项追随的规则就是不吃鱼肉蛋。
Devotees usually also don't eat things like onion and garlic.
奉献者甚至不吃洋葱和大蒜。
These things are very much in the mode of passion and ignorance.
这些食物呢，他们是深受愚昧形态和情欲形态影响的。
They increase the passion.
这些时候会增加情欲形态的。
So these things are not offerable to Krishna.
因为这些东西是不适合供奉 Krishna 的。
So then the second principle devotee follows is not to take any kind of intoxication.
第二个奉献者追随的规则呢是不麻醉自己。
That means also things which are normally these things may be legal. It's not that all intoxication is illegal.
就说麻醉自己呢，这并不是说是不合法律的，是合乎法律的。
Things like tea, coffee, cigarettes, alcohol, they're legal.
就是说喝茶呀，喝咖啡，喝酒，抽烟，这是符合法律要求的。
But a devotee won't take these things.
但是奉献者不会吃这些东西的。
Because the devotee sees these things are just polluting the mind and intelligence.
因为奉献者他们会认为说这些东西呢只会去污染我们的心意和智性。
Even things like tea and coffee, they have a lot of caffeine in them, and they're stimulants.
既然是说茶和咖啡里面有茶碱和咖啡因，这些东西都会对我们的心意会有影响的。
And people may not.Think they don't know that they're addicted to them.
人们就不知道哦，原来他们是这么沉溺于这些东西的。
But when they try to give them up, then they can understand how difficult it is to give them up.
然后他们试图说哦 ，OK， 我要放弃了。然后他们就发现，哇，不吃这些东西，不喝这些东西，简直太难了。
To try to give up even drinking tea, very difficult.
就算是一个人特别喜欢喝茶，他要放弃喝茶的习惯都是很困难的。
Many people, the first thing they have to do every morning, they have to have a cup of tea.
很多人他们都有个习惯，早上一起来就去喝点茶。
Or they have to smoke a cigarette.
或者他们一起来就要抽烟。
They cannot they cannot imagine going through the day without drinking tea or smoking.
他没法想象说早上一起来不喝茶不抽烟整个一天怎么过。
But devotee doesn't take these things.
但是奉献者不会吃这些东西的。
Krishna doesn't take them.
因为 Krishna 不吃。
So devotee has no interest in them.
所以奉献者对他们没有兴趣。
Then the third principle is illicit sex. Illicit sex. That devotee does not engage in any kind of illicit sex.
接下来呢，就是奉献者他们不会去从事任何非法性生活的。
But devotees can get married.
但奉献者们可以结婚。
They can have children.
他们可以生小孩。
That is religious. That is not irreligious. That is religious.
这个被称为是符合宗教的。
Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "I am that sex life which is not against religious principles."
Krishna 在《佛教梵歌》当中说，我是符合宗教原则的性生活。
So, people can have a relationship. Men and women can relate to each other for the purpose of conceiving a child.
所以奉献者，男的奉献者和女的奉献者，他们可以在一起，可以为了生小孩。
But if people make use of things like contraception or family planning programs, and this is materialistic. This is all sense gratification.
但是如果人们在一起呢，只是为了增加对这个躯体之间的感官享乐，这个家居生活的这个吸引的话，那么这个就不好了，这个、就被称为是
illicit. Just sense gratification.
这只是感官享乐了。
And it's just keeping people in material consciousness.
这样的依附呢，只会把人们一直留在物质知觉当中。
We see in the world today, divorce is very common.
我们可以看到说，如今战争是非常频繁的。
Because marriage is just based on sense gratification. The marriage was only based on sense gratification.
就说因为现在的离婚很普遍的，就是因为人们结婚的目的只是为了感官享乐的。
And when there's no longer any pleasure in the sense no longer any enjoyment in the relationship, no longer.Any sense gratification, then the people divorce.
如果两人结婚了以后，为了感官享乐，结婚一段时间，觉得感官享乐没有什么兴趣了，然后他们就离婚了。
And this creates a hellish environment in the world.
这样的状况呢，把整个世界变成了地狱般的状况。
We have so many ladies bringing up children without the child's father.
我们可以看到说，如今那么多寡妇只跟他们的小孩生活在一起，丈夫不在。
There is not a nice situation.
这并不是一个很好的状况。
So illicit sex is avoided by devotees.
所以，非法性生活呢是奉献者们避免的。
And then the fourth principle is a devotee is also avoids gambling.
接下来一个呢，奉献者他们也不会去赌博的。
Gambling means not only things like buying sweepstake tickets and or playing mahjong.
那个赌博呢，不仅仅只是说去玩麻将。
A devotee won't gamble. He won't waste their time. Wasting time is gambling.
因为呢，不做这些事情呢，因为这些事情会浪费时间。
We gamble when you sit and watch television. You're gambling.
看电视也算一种赌博，因为我们在看电视呢，浪费我们的时间。
We don't know when we're going to leave this world.
因为我们不知道我们什么时候会离开这物质世界，离开这个身体的。
So we're gambling with time.
所以我们在跟时间赌博。
By not using our time in the service of Krishna.
我们在看电视啊，做这些赌博的时候呢，我们没有用于这些时间为 Krishna 服务。
So gambling also increases our material desire that we want to get more.
赌博呢也会让我们增加对物质享乐的愿望，让我们得到更多的物质愿望。
We want to have more money.
我们想要有更多的钱。
And when we have more money, then we can have more sense gratification.
如果我们有更多的钱的话，我们就可以更好的从事感官享乐了。
Gambling only increases material desire.
所以赌博呢，只会增加我们的物质欲望。
So a devotee does not gamble.
所以奉献者们不去赌博。
So these are the four principles which devotee follows at the time of initiation. They vow to follow these four principles.
所以这是奉献者们在起立的时候要宣布的誓言的。我不再做这些事情了。
But just following these four principles, that is not devotional service.
但如果只是追随这四项基本规范的话，这个不叫奉献服务。
Some people may be following these four principles. They may not be devotees.
有的人他们会追随这四项基本规范的，但他们不是奉献者。
So following these four principles, these are meant for all civilized people.
追随这四项基本规范呢，是文明人做的事情。
In a proper civilized society, everyone will follow these principles.
在一个恰当的文明人类社会呢，每一个人他们都会遵循四项基本规范的。
5,000 years ago, when Maharaj Parikshit, the grandson of Arjuna, was ruling the world.
当五千年前 Arjuna 的孙子Parikshit 大王统治整个地球的时候
，At that time, there was one person. He was the personification of Kali Yuga.
在那个时候呢，有一个人呢是代表卡利神的。
And he wanted to spread irreligion everywhere.
他想要把非宗教向世界传播。
But Maharaj Parikshit caught him one day when he was beating a cow and a bull.
有一天呢，就这个卡列的代表呢，他再去打一头公牛和再打一头公牛和母牛，就被 Parikshit 王给抓住了。
And Parikshit Maharaj was going to kill him.
Parikshit 王呢，就准备把这人杀了。
But this person of Kali, personification of Kali Yuga.He surrendered to Parikshit.
但是这个卡利的化身呢，他就皈依了 Parikshit 的王。
And he begged Parikshit, please allow him to stay.
然后他就祈求 Parikshit 的王说，求求你让我留在某个地方吧。
So he said, all right, you can stay wherever there is meat eating, intoxication, gambling, or illicit sex.
最后呢 ，Parikshit 王就允许卡利住在四个地方：吃牛肉蛋的地方你可以住，赌博的地方你可以住。吸食麻醉品的地方你可以住，还有非法性生活的地方你可以去待着的。
But the personality of Kali said, "But there's nowhere in your kingdom. There's nowhere."
但是呢，这个卡利神就说，现在在你的王国当中没有这四项活动的。
So he said, "Please give me some other concession."
请您再给我一些别的一些地方可以住吧。
So he said, "All right, you can live wherever there is hoarding of gold."
然后他就说，然后包括西德王说，那就好，那么你可以去住在只要有黄金的地方，你可以住的。
Where people are keeping too much money，
就是说人们如果他们家里面储存太多的钱的话，你可以在那住的。
Because where people have too much money, that is where there will be these four things will come。
因为当一个人有太多钱的时候，他们就会去做这四项违反宗教的活动了。
So this is the situation in the world today.
这就是如今社会的现状。
The people have too much money.
人们有太多的钱了。
They use their money for illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication.
这些有了过于多的钱的人，他们就会去吃鱼肉蛋、吸食麻醉品、赌博和非法性生活。
We can use it for good things.We can use it to build temples. We can use it to worship Krishna.
我们可以用这些钱去建庙宇，可以崇拜 Krishna.
We can use it to print Bhagavad Gita and distribute to people.
我们可以用这多余的钱，可以去印刷《薄伽梵歌》，派发给人们。
Or to distribute prasada.
或者说是用这些钱去派发 prasada.
That is good use of money.
这是钱的好正当的用途。
So, Four principles are meant for everyone.
思想基本原则呢是适用于任何地方的。
But devotee, one who is a devotee, they have to chant also the holy name of Krishna.
但是对奉献者来说呢，除此之外，他还要去唱诵主的圣名的。
So at the time of initiation, devotee not only promises to follow four principles, but also to chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
所以在起立的时候呢，奉献者们。不仅仅是要说我要追随这四项基本规范了，同时呢，我也要发誓要去念诵圣名了。
We have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, avoiding the 10 offenses.
我们必须要唱诵圣名呢，是要避免这十项冒犯的前提下唱诵圣名的。
There are 10 offenses to be avoided.
有十项冒犯，唱诵的时候需要避免。
You know?
你知道吗？
You don't. Yeah. What's the first offense?
第一个是什么？
Yeah, the first offense is to blaspheme the devotees. So it's very important that the devotees should all get along, have nice relationships with each other.
所以奉献者呢,
sometimes in Kali Yuga, this Kali Yuga, the symptom of this age is quarrel. Everywhere people argue with each other.
卡利年代的特征呢,是争吵,所以我们可以在世俗,在任何地方都可以看到人们为了事情而争吵。
Even husband and wife, they argue with each other all day.
既然是丈夫和妻子,他们整天都在吵架。
Brothers and sisters argue all day.
兄弟姐妹们,他们在一起的时候,每天都在吵架。
Even among friends, there will be arguments.
朋友之间呢,也有争论的。
But a devotee should be careful not to find fault with other devotees.
但是奉献者呢,应该很小心呢,不要从别的奉献者身上找缺点。
If we criticize devotees, that is not good.
如果我们去批评奉献者的话,这不好。
We should see our own faults and see the good of others.
我们应该总是看到自己的错,看到别人的好。
There was one person, he was the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya.
有一个人呢,是财丹娘马帕布的兄长。
His name was Ramachandra Puri.
他的名字叫Ramachandra Puri.
So, he made a mistake. He tried to instruct his spiritual, he tried to instruct his guru.
他犯了一个错误,他试图去训示他的灵性导师。
He told his guru to be attached to the Brahman. Not to be attached to Krishna, but to be attached to the Brahman.
这个人呢,就跟他的灵性导师说,你不应该依附Krishna,你应该依附非人格凡。
Because of his offense, he became a victim, he made a habit of going everywhere and criticizing people and finding fault with them.
因为他开始冒犯他的灵性导师,找他灵性导师的错了嘛, 所以他就四处到处去,任何地方,总是看到别人的错误。
And even he came to Lord Chaitanya, and he saw in Lord Chaitanya's room there were many ants moving on the floor.
甚至他看到了陈大娘马帕布的错，他有次去到了陈大娘马帕布的家，他看到他们的地板上有很多的蚂蚁在爬。
And he said, "Ah, now I see. He must be keeping many sweets here."
你说我看到了，你家里面肯定放了很多甜品。
There are so many ants. They must be coming to eat all the sweet things you're keeping.
是来了这么多蚂蚁，他们肯定是要来吃你保存的甜品的。
He said, I've heard before from other people that you people eat too much. Now I can see it's true.
以前人跟我说，你们的人呢，总是吃的太多。现在我看到这些蚂蚁了，就知道他们说的都是对的。
So Lord Chaitanya heard this and he said, all right, from now on I only eat half what I usually eat.
然后当财大人妈不听到以后说，OK，那么我从今开始呢，每天只吃我以前吃的一半。
Lord Chaitanya was very, he accepted the criticism of his godbrother.
不管怎么样，他接受了他的神兄弟的建议的批评。
Because this person did not get mercy from his guru.
因为这个人没有从他guru那里得到仁慈。
And so he became he made a habit of finding fault with everyone.
所以他就培养了一个习惯，总是去任何人身上去找缺点。
So devotees should not find fault with other devotees.
所以奉献者呢，不应该从别的人身上找缺点的。
If we find fault, we criticize them, then it will be hard. We will never be able to chant the holy name properly.
如果我们去找到对方的别的奉献者的错误的话，我们就会去批评他们。 这样的话，我们永远不会正确的去唱诵主的圣名的。
Yeah, devotees should be humble.
奉献者应该谦卑。
Tolerant like a tree.
应该像树一样宽容。
Offer respects to others.
要向所有人致敬。
And not expect respect for themselves.
不应该去祈求得到别人的回敬。
Then they can chant the holy name properly.
然后他们才可以正当的唱诵主的圣名的。
So sometimes we see in the beginning, when a person first comes to Krishna consciousness, he thinks devotees are very nice.
我们可以看到说，有的人新人进来以后说，哇，飞扬者真的很好啊。
And that time, then they're chanting the holy name very nice.
然后他们在觉得飞扬者很好的那个初期呢，他们就很好的唱诵圣名的。
But then after some time, then we start to see faults in the devotees.
过一段时间呢，他们就开始来找飞扬者的缺点了。
And we say, oh, look at this. This is not good. They're doing that. They're doing that.
然后说你做这个不对，做那个不对。
And then this, because we see, start to see faults, because we don't see the good things about the devotees, we start to see faults, then we lose our taste for chanting.
因为当我们只是找分享者的错，而不是去欣赏他们做的好的方面了，所以我们就会逐渐丧失了唱诵圣名的品味的。
So it's important not to find fault with devotees.
所以非常重要的，不要试图从分享者身上找缺点。
Then the second offense is to second offense. Di arga ma fanche shama. Runway.
Then we pass on
to Ming Sa.
We should
not chant the names. We don't chant the names of any of these other demigods like Brahma, Vishnu, like Brahma or Shiva.
所以我们不唱诵别的，像主希瓦和 Brahma 的名字。
We chant the holy name of Krishna.
我们唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
Different names have different potencies.
不同的名字呢，有不同的能量。
There are primary names and secondary names.
有首要的名字，也有次要的名字。
It's not that you can chant any name and get the same effect.
并不是说我们唱任何的名字可以得到同样的结果。
Just like it is said, 1,000 names of Vishnu is equal to once chanting the name of Ram.
接着说，唱一千遍 Vishnu 的名字，等于唱一遍 Rama 的名字的力量的。
And 3 names of Rama is equal to once chanting Krishna's name.
唱诵三遍 Rama 的名字，等于唱诵一遍 Krishna 的名字的力量的。
Just like light bulbs, you get different light bulbs. Some light bulbs are very bright, and some light bulbs are very weak.
就像我们这个灯一样，有的瓦数比较高，有的瓦数比较弱，所以灯光不一样。
In the same way, the names of the Lord, some names are very powerful, and some names don't have so much power.
既然是说主的名字，有的名字呢非常有力量，有的呢没那么太有力量的。
Some names just describe the qualities of God.
有的名字呢只是在形容主的一些品质。
And other names are His personal features.
其他有的名字呢是 Krishna 的人格的一些特征展示。
So especially we are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
特别我们唱诵的是 Hare Krishna Maha mantra.
The Hare Krishna mantra has all the spiritual potency of the Lord.
Hare Krishna mantra 呢是至尊主的灵性能量，所有的灵性能量。
第三个麻烦，
违背灵性导师训练，或认为灵性导师的。
So to disobey the spiritual master gives instruction according to the scriptures.
灵性导师呢给我们训示是根据经典给予的。
We should not think, we should not disobey the order of the spiritual master if it's according to the scripture.
如果灵性导师给我们的训令呢是来自于根据经典来的，我们就不应该去违背灵性导师的训令的。
But if the spiritual master gives us an instruction which is not in the scriptures.That order can be given.
但如果灵性导师给予的训令呢，不是基于经典的，那么这样的训令可以放弃的。
If the spiritual master tells you you can smoke cigarettes or eat meat, then you should give up that spiritual master.
如果灵性导师跟你说可以抽烟喝酒的，那么我们就应该放弃掉这样的灵性导师的。
If the spiritual master tells you don't give to Krishna, then you should give up that spiritual master.
如果灵性导师跟你说不要把 Krishna 给别人，那么这样的灵性导师我们应该放弃掉的。
If the spiritual master tells you don't follow Prabhupada, just follow me.
如果有的灵性导师跟你说不要追随释迦牟尼，只是追随我，那么这样的灵性导师
then you should give up that guru.
也应该放弃掉的。
The real guru is Prabhupada.
真正的灵性导师是释迦牟尼。
And he is our instructing teacher.
他是我们的训示灵性导师。
And initiation is connecting you to the disciplic succession.
其实这样的启迪呢，会跟传系联系在一起的。
So, I'm simply giving the initiation to connect you to Prabhupada.
所以我给你们启迪呢，是直接把你跟释迦牟尼连接在一起的。
And the disciplic succession.
也就是说，跟直多传系连接在一起了。
And go to Lord Chaitanya.
然后呢，传系呢会连接着查达尼亚马帕布。
And then to Krishna.
然后连接着 Krishna.
So.There are many spiritual masters.
有很多正灵性导师。
Yeah, some people are teaching you how to chant. Different devotees come here and teach you.
有不同的奉献者来这边，来到我们这边，会教导我们不同的知识。
So you should respect them also as your spiritual master.
所以我们应该尊敬他们，他们也是我们的灵性导师的。
Not only just the person who gives you the name.
并不是说只是那个给予我们灵性名字的是我们的灵性导师的。
哈利波，
你们要走了吗？
So then the fourth offense is the.
第四个麻烦是什么？
那么是多维达文学，或者维达文学，首先呢。
Okay, so we have to, we should not blaspheme the Vedic scriptures.
所以我们不应该亵渎伟大经典。
If we don't read them regularly, then that is an offense.
如果我们不能够经常来阅读伟大经典的话，这是一个冒犯。
If you keep all the books in your house and don't read them,
如果我们把所有的这些伟大经典的书放到我们家里面，不去阅读它们的话
，That's not good.
这不好。
You have to read them. Better you keep one book and read it yourself.
最好呢，还不如只是保存一本书呢，然后每天读。
You have to read all of Prabhupada's books.
我们应该读所有释迦牟尼写的书籍。
Prabhupada has written many books.
释迦牟尼写了那么多的书。
Bhagavad Gita, you should read first. Bhagavad Gita.
首先呢，应该读这本书。
Along with the Nectar of Instruction.
然后要读教诲的甘露
and the Ishopanishad
还要最重要一书
you have to read these books and then you read Srimad Bhagavatam
读完这些书以后呢就要去阅读博迦瓦坛了
then you can read the Chaitanya Charitamrita
然后呢在这之后呢就可以阅读 Chaitanya Charitamrita 了
you should read all the books
我们应该读所有的书
we have many books then you can there's so many other books after Prabhupada's books you can read all the other books written by other people
在释迦牟尼写了那么多书，如果我们都阅读完以后呢，我们也可以阅读其他的书籍的。
First, read Prabhupada's books.
首先阅读释迦牟尼的书。
Prabhupada's books are the most important.
释迦牟尼的书是最重要的。
And they will help you to understand this Krishna conscious philosophy.
释迦牟尼的书会帮助我们理解 Krishna 知觉的哲学。
And if you don't read them regularly, then that's an offense.
如果我们不能够经常的来阅读。释迦牟尼的书籍的话，这是个冒犯。
Prabhupada explains the process of reading is not just to simply sit and read it yourself, but to with a group of devotees and to read and discuss.
释迦牟尼说，阅读这些经典呢，不是说你一个人打开书看，而是说要跟奉献者在一起看来讨论的。
Yeah, read a paragraph or read a page and then discuss among the devotees.
当我们阅读了一段以后呢，要跟奉献者之间再去讨论。
Discuss what do you not understand？
然后我们就讨论说你哪儿不懂啊
？What do you understand？
你想理解什么
？What new knowledge is there？
那么我们读的这一段呢，新的知识在哪儿
？How can you apply this knowledge in your own practice？
我们如何把学到的这个知识实际的运用到我们生活当中
？In this way, try to discuss what you're reading in the book.
所以这样的方式呢，我们来试图去讨论和阅读书籍的。
Sometimes we see devotees sit and read the book, but then if you ask what they read, they say, "Oh, I forget."
有的时候，奉献者他就一个人看完了，我问他你看了什么？哎呀，忘了。
So it's important to discuss the books, to read the books in the proper way, carefully.
所以呢，要以很正当的、小心的方式来去阅读这个书籍的。
Teaching with if you read the books and you get some new devotees, then you can teach them.
当我们在读了这个书籍以后，得到了一些知识， 一些新人来了，我们可以教导他们。
Suniti is going to teach the new devotees about that exam.
Suniti 呢，怎么样去教导这些新人，讨论有关于启迪的那个考试题目
？Yes. And then there's an initiation exam for the second initiation also.
也有第二次启迪的考试题目的。
Radha Pim is going to teach that.
Radha Pim 准备教那个。
We have to be constantly studying Prabhupada's books.
我们必须要不断的去学习舒拉帕帕的书籍。
And then we can fill our we have something to think about.
然后当我们学了这些以后呢，我们的脑袋里面就会有一些东西，我们就可以思考了。
We can think about all this transcendental knowledge.
我们就可以思考这些超然的知识。
Makes it easier for us to remember Krishna.
那么这样的话，会让我们更容易记住 Krishna 的。
If we hear about Krishna, then we can remember Krishna easily.
如果我们聆听到 Krishna 的话，我们记忆 Krishna 就会变得容易了。
If you don't hear about Krishna, then it's going to be hard to think of Krishna.
如果我们都听不到有关 Krishna 的话题的话，我们要记住 Krishna 是困难一些的。
第五个麻烦，
那我唱诵 Hare Krishna 是凭那荣耀是凭空虚讲的。
Think of some interpretation. So the name of Krishna can only be understood by devotees.
Krishna 的名字呢，只能够被他的奉献者所理解的。
Materialistic people try to understand Krishna, and they give some material interpretation.
物质主义者他们试图理解 Krishna， 他们给予的解释呢，只能是物质层面的。
Just like Krishna can mean black.
既然说 Krishna 可以被译为是黑色的。
Krishna is a Sanskrit word, and the meaning can be black. It has many different meanings. One of the meanings is black.
Krishna 呢，它是一个梵文的名字，其中一个梵文的意思呢是黑色的。
So people will say black means something which is mysterious, which cannot be known.
然后呢，人们就会说，哦，黑色呢就意味着是不能够被知道的。
So.Krishna means something which we cannot know.
所以他们就说，哦，Krishna呢，就是我们不会知道的东西的。
Just like there's one Sanskrit scholar, and he wrote the Bhagavad Gita, but he was a materialistic person.
就有一个梵文专家，他评做了《薄伽梵歌》，但他是一个物质主义者。
And he said Krishna is 黑天。
然后他们就说，哦，Krishna是黑天。
cannot understand Krishna by his material senses.
所以通过他的物质的感官是没有办法理解 Krishna 的。
Hari also means the supreme.
Hari 也被译为是至尊的。
Hari can mean have many different meanings.
Hari 也有不同的意义。
It can mean a thief.
也可以被译为是一个小偷。
It can mean a snake.
也可以被译为是蛇。
It can mean a lion.
也可以被译为是绳子。
So people may think, oh, you have built a temple to Hari.
哦，你们给 Hari 建了一个庙。
Oh, so Hari, you built a temple for a thief.
哦，你们建了一个庙是专门给小偷建的。
Or you built a temple for the snake.
或者是你们建了一个庙呢，是专门要去储存蛇的。
They try to understand the name of.Krishna or Vishnu or Hari by their mind and senses.
所以这些人呢，他们试图用他们的心意和感官来理解 Krishna, Vishnu 和 Hari.
Just like one man was asked by his wife, "Go to the market and get some ghee."
居然是说有一个妻子跟她丈夫说，去市场给我买一些黄油。
She said, "I will use a ghee. I'm going to fry some nice things to offer to Krishna."
我要用这个黄油酥油呢，我想去把它融化了，给 Krishna 做一些好吃的。
So the man went to the market, and in the market, one man was selling ghee, and he said, "My ghee is as clear as oil."
然 然后呢，她这个丈夫呢就去到市场上，看到有人在卖黄油呢，卖那个卖酥油呢。他说我的这个酥油啊，就像是油一样清洁的、清澈的。
So the man thought, oh, then I will get oil.
然后呢，这个人就说，哦，那我的话，我就可以得到油了。
I won't bother to get gas, I'll just get oil.
我就不会买酥油了，我只是去买油就好了。
So he went to buy oil, and when he went to buy the oil, the man selling the oil said, my oil is just like water.
然后那个卖油的人说，我的油呢，就像是水一样。
So the man thought, oh, then I'll just take water. What's the need to get oil?
然后他就说，哎呀，那我就不需要买油了，那我就去买水就好了。
So he came home and gave his wife some water.
然后他就回到家了，给他妻子一些水。
So his wife was very angry. She said, how can I fry anything in water?
他妻子就很生气了，说我怎么能够去在这个水里面去煎炸东西呢？
So this is giving some interpretation of the name.
所以这就是试图给名字的一些自我的解释。
We should not interpret the name of Krishna.
我们不应该给 Krishna 的名字提供这样的世俗的解释的。
We have to hear it from the devotees as it's explained.
所以我们必须得向从 Krishna 奉献的那里来聆听圣名的。
Then the next offense.
下一个呢？
给主。给圣明提出啊，给圣明，给主的圣明提出世俗的解释。
To give some interpretation,
to
consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination.
就说对，给主的圣明提出世俗的解释。
So one may think, when we chant the holy name, one will hear that simply by chanting the holy name one time.We can destroy unlimited amounts of sin.
我们只唱诵一遍 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 的话，就可以把我们过往生世的很多的罪恶活动反应清除掉的。
So one may think, oh, how could it be so easy? Just one time chant the holy name and get rid of all sin?
然后呢，有的人就说，怎么可能呢？唱诵一遍 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 就可以把我过往生世的很多业报都消除掉吗？
But the holy name is so powerful.
但是圣名是这么的有力量。
One may doubt, no, I don't think it, the name can be so powerful.
然后有的人就说，哎，我不相信圣名有这么有力量的。
But actually, the holy name is very powerful.
但实际上，圣名是非常有力量的。
But trying to give the holy name to people may not have much faith in the holy name.
但是我们试图把圣名给予别人的话，那么那些人他们可能对圣名没有那么多的信心。
Just like if you go in the street and you say, free!Diamonds, I'm giving them away. Take them. Who wants diamonds? Free.
现在说我们拿了真的钻石，我们就在大街上说，来免费派发钻石了。
免费，要吗？
要不要？
没有，不相信。
我不相信。
People don't believe. No, why would they give real diamonds away free? Cannot be.
怎么可能呢？真钻石怎么可以随随便便给人呢？还免费的。
So people also think the holy name Krishna.Cannot be so powerful.
所以同样的方式，人们就会认为说，圣名不会有这么有力量的。
So if you don't have faith in the holy name, then that is offense.
如果我们对圣名没有信心的话，这是一个冒犯。
Then the holy name cannot act.
那么这样的时候，这样唱诵圣名呢，它就不会有什么力量的。
Seventh offense.
第七个冒犯是什么？
第七个是就是借着
就这圣名行了，
想借着圣名行了，
他不是故意读的书啊。
To commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna.
借着唱诵主的圣名行恶。
One may think.Today, I'm going to have to go with my friends to a program. I have to be with them. I will have to eat meat and drink.
Oh, 今天我要去跟我朋友在一起来聚会了。我得跟他们去喝点酒，吃点肉。
So tomorrow, I will chant Hare Krishna more to make up.
明天呢，我们多唱一些 Hare Krishna Mahamantra， 把这个清除掉。
We cannot do that. That's offense.
我们不能够这样想的，这是一个冒犯的。 大家水口吗？
Someone may think, I'm a devotee of Krishna, so I will steal something and Krishna will protect me.
有人说，哎呀，我是 Krishna 的奉献者了，我去偷点东西， Krishna 会保护我的。
No, that's offense.
不是的，这是一个冒犯。
Just like if a policeman does a crime, then the policeman will be punished more.
哦，就像是说，如果警察犯了罪的话，他要罪加一等的。
In the same way, if the devotee does some sin, then Krishna will punish the devotee more.
如果奉献者做了罪恶活动的话， Krishna 对他的惩罚会比一般人更多的。
So, devotee should not think that we will just do more chanting to make up for our sin.
所以奉献者不能够想说，哎呀，我多念诵几圈，我就可以把我那些做过的罪恶活动清除掉了。
That is like building the fire and then putting water on the fire.
这就是说生火呢，然后呢又给火上浇水一样。
Or the elephant taking the bath and then coming out and rolling in the dirt.
也像是说大象在水里面沐浴了之后，然后在陆地上打滚一样，又把自个儿变脏了。
So devotee has to be careful and they must be careful to avoid sinful activity.
所以奉献者一定要非常小心的去避免罪恶活动的。
Now sometimes you get invited to these programs. You have relatives and friends and they invite you to a social function and they have meat and they have drink there.
有的时候呢，奉献者也会被他们的亲戚啊朋友邀请到一个聚会当中，他们在那儿吃肉喝酒。
What should you do?
那么你应该做什么呢？
Well, take some prasadam and distribute prasadam.
然后呢，带些菩萨当去那儿派发吧。
Give them prasadam.
给他们派发菩萨当。
Bring your own prasadam.
在家里面做好菩萨的，然后去拍拍菩萨的。
Or just eat some fruit.
或者说，只是在那里面去找一些水果吃掉就好了。
Yeah, just eat fruits, and then that way you can avoid their sin.
以这样的方式呢，就可以避免他们所传递给我们的罪恶活动了。
Then the eighth offense.
第八个冒犯呢？
啊，他说他的亏损，他讲的给他经验吧。支部所推崇的这样
进行的，
不理性的
事情，不理性的。
So someone may think chanting Hare Krishna, so I will get, you know, I will getting material benefit.
有人说，唱诵 Hare Krishna 会让我得到更多的物质益处的。
Satisfy my desires, I'll make some money, I'll get money, I'll get success.
然后唱圣名可以让我们的心意变得平和满足。然后可以让我们的事业获得成功，让我多赚点钱。
But that is not the mood of devotional service.
这样的心态呢，不是奉献服务的心态的。
Devotional service is done for the pleasure of Krishna.
奉献服务呢，是为了 Krishna 的快乐去做的活动。
A devotee will accept whatever Krishna arranges for the devotee.
奉献者只接受 Krishna 所提供给他的什么，他就接受什么。
Devotee's only desire is to serve Krishna.
奉献者唯一的愿望只是想要去服务 Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya says in his Shikshastikam prayers, I have more than enough to do. Wu yi lei ji tai fu. Bu shang sui qiu.
漂亮的女人。
跟不喜欢任何
水
的
女人。
我只希望一世服一世，
为你做
无
缘的奉献服务。
This is the desire of the devotee.
这是奉献者的愿望。
Just want devotional service, birth after birth.
他们只想要一世复一世的只做奉献服务。
Then the ninth offense.
第九个冒犯呢？
To instruct the glories of the holy name to the faithless.
将圣名宣扬给那些没有信心的人。
We can instruct everyone.
我们可以
to chant Hare Krishna.
我们可以去教导每一个人，训示每一个人去唱诵 Hare Krishna。
Not everyone is a pure devotee when they first come. They don't have pure desires.
当这些人第一次来的时候，都不是大都不是纯粹奉献者，他们的这个想要服务 Krishna 的愿望也不是纯粹的。
So we can give them the, but we can give them the opportunity to hear the basic philosophy of Krishna.
但是我们可以给予他们去聆听有关于 Krishna 知觉最基本的哲学。
They can hear that they're not the body, that they are a soul.
我们可以给他们说, 你们不是这个身体，是这个灵魂的。
They can hear that we have to conquer over the senses and control the mind.
我们可以跟他们说，我们需要控制我们的感官和心意。
Certainly, we can tell them they should not eat meat, fish, and eggs. They should give up sinful activities.
当然了，我们也可以跟他们说，你们要放弃这些罪恶活动的。
These kind of things we can explain to everyone.
这样的事情呢，这样的知识呢，我们可以向每个人都去教导的。
But we don't tell them about the intimate pastimes of Krishna.
但是我们不跟他们说Krishna的机密的逍遥时刻。
Because they have not understood who they are.
因为，so
they first have to understand who they are, then they can go on to understand who is Krishna.
首先第一步呢，这些人需要了解他们到底是谁的，然后呢，才了解谁是Krishna。
If we try to explain about Krishna's position before they understand who they are, then they will not understand.
如果在这些人还没有理解他们到底是谁，而且立下我们去来讲述Krishna的位置的话，他们是没办法理解的。
And they may offend, they may commit offenses against Krishna.
他们可能会去冒犯Krishna的。
And that would be our fault because we have told them things about Krishna which they were not ready to hear.
那么这样的话就是我们的错误了，我们在让他们没有听到第一步的时候就听到第二步，这是我们的错。
So we have to explain the teachings of Krishna consciousness in a systematic manner.
所以呢，我们在教导别人的时候呢，要按照这个Krishna知觉哲学的体系，一步一步的教导他们的。
Let them first of all understand their own position and their own nature. And then they can understand.
首先呢，要让他们了解他们自己原初的位置，然后他们才能够了解更多的知识。
But we can tell everyone to chant Hare Krishna mantra.
但是我们可以告诉每个人唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra的。
Then the last offense.
最后一个冒犯是什么？念诵时不专心，也是一种冒犯。每一位成为Vaishnava的奉献者。
So if we do devotional service but still keep attachments for material sense gratification, then we cannot progress.
如果我们在做奉献服务的同时呢，又对物质的状况有依附，这样的话我们不会取得进步的。
Just like we said about the people who got in the boat and the man is rowing the boat.
就像是我们举过那个例子一样，如果我们上了船，那个锚还在岸上附着呢。
The man is rowing the boat, but the boat didn't go anywhere.
就像是这个船夫在划船，这个船都不会去到任何的地方的。
Because he didn't take the anchor off.
因为他们没有把这个锚拔起来的。
So we have to give up the attachment for material sense gratification.
所以我们必须放弃物质感官享乐的依附。
And if we try to chant without proper attention, then that is also a very bad offense.
如果我们唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 却没有专注的话，这是个非常糟糕的冒犯。
And from that one offense, from inattention, all the other offenses come.
所有其他的冒犯呢，是因为我们在唱诵的时候不专注得来的。
If we chant in a place where we can't concentrate on the holy name, then it will be hard for us to.
如果我们能够找到一个地方可以帮助我们专注唱诵的话，那么这样的状况会帮助我们进步。
If you chant in front of the altar here, this is a good place to chant.
如果能够在神坛面前唱诵的话，这是个好地方。
Some times of the day are more difficult to chant than others. Early morning is the best time to chant.
有的时候一整天的一些时间唱诵也比较困难，在一天当中呢，早晨唱诵是最好的时间。
If you can wake up early in the morning and chant the holy name before you go to work, before you do anything else, that will be very good.
如果我们能够在清晨上班工作之前能够把十六圈念完的话，这是非常好的。
In all spiritual practices, the early morning hours are the best time for practice.
按照我们这个说法来，早晨的时光是一天练习当中最好的时光的。
In the Buddhist monastery, they will all wake up early in the morning.
在佛教的庙堂，他们也是起床很早。
Christian monks, they will also get up early in the morning.
那些基督教的 教徒们他们起床也是很早的。
And in India in the yoga ashrams they also wake up early in the morning.
在印度的那些瑜伽的中心呢，他们起床也很早。
There's a special powerful time in the day before the sun rises, 1.5 hours before the sun comes up.
在一天当中呢，太阳升起来之前的一个半小时是有特殊力量的时间的。
It is called Brahma Muhurta.
这个被称为是 Brahma Muhurta 时间。
In our ashrams, we do the Mangal Arti at that time.
在我们的修院呢，我们在那时候呢做早上的 Mangal Arti.
And if you chant the holy name at that time, then it has special spiritual power.
如果我们在那个时候唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 的话呢，就会得到特殊的力量的。
Means you have to get up about 4 o'clock or 4:30.
也就是我们得四点半起床。
Mm. And then chant.
然后唱诵。
And you will see how powerful the chanting is at that time of the day.
然后你就会看到说，哇，那个时候唱诵是多么的有力量呀。
Very quiet and peaceful.
非常的平和和宁静。
And you can concentrate on the holy name of Krishna.
那个时候唱诵呢，可以专注唱诵，专注于圣名的。
Of course, we can chant any time. Lord Chaitanya said there are no rules in chanting. You can chant any time, any place.
当然，才丹尼玛帕帕说，唱诵没有规则，我们在任何时间、任何地点都可以唱诵的。
But we know some places are easier to concentrate and to chant than others.
我们知道，我们都有这样的体验，有的地方唱诵会比别的地方更容易专注。
And the morning is a good time to do chanting.
清晨唱诵是好时间。
Concentrate more.
我们可以更多的专注。
Now, if you're driving a car, you can also chant, but you're not going to concentrate much on the chanting.
如果我们开车也可以唱诵的，但是这时候的唱诵呢，不会专注很多的。
You're going to be watching the where you're driving.
你要看的路。
But we can chant.
但是我们那时候也可以唱诵的。
We can chant all the time.
我们可以一直唱诵的。
When you're cooking, when you're cleaning.When you're washing clothes,
当我们在做饭呀，洗衣服。
When you're taking a bath,
在沐浴的时候。
You can always be chanting.
可以一直唱诵的。
But we have to chant on our beats with special concentration.
但是当我们来在念珠上唱诵的时候呢，就要有特殊的这个专注了。
This is our meditation.
这就是我们的冥想。
Where we focus our mind, concentrate on hearing.
我们让我们的心意专注于圣名。
And this is Bhakti Yoga.
这个就是梵语家的。
Hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna.
聆听、唱诵和记忆 Krishna.
We have to do this very carefully.
我们做这些的时候一定要非常小心。
And of course the four principles, they have to be followed.
当然了，四项基本规范是需要追随的。
So any questions about this?
关于这一些有问题吗？
Everybody understand?
你们都理解了吗？
So today we are giving first initiation to these two people.
今天呢，我们给这两个人第一次启迪。
The first initiation is initiation in the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra.
第一次启迪呢，被称为是唱诵 Hare Krishna 的启迪。
Yeah, they have to vow to follow the four principles.
他们必须发誓要追随这四项基本规范。
And they have to vow to also chant every day at least 16 rounds.
他们必须发誓每天至少念诵十六圈。
So, we will give them also a name.
我们也会给他们名字。
Links a spiritual name in relation to Krishna.
给他们灵性的名字，这个灵性的名字呢，跟 Krishna 是有关系的。
So Bhakta O, Nisim Lai,
Dingpa.
Hey,
念Prabhupada
念Prabhupada 念 Ginger Monk.
Hello!
基本原则是，就是第一个是不吃鱼肉蛋，第二个不吃不吃鱼肉蛋，第一个不吃鱼肉，第二个就是那个不赌博，不发生不吸那个麻醉品，不非法性行为。每天念诵多少？16卷。所以小16卷，所以你的名字是Upananda。 Upananda Das. Upananda Das. Upananda Das. Upananda Das. Upananda Das. Upananda
Das. Upananda Das. Upananda Das. Upananda
Das.
Okay,
okay.
你自己有很多啊，你带了很多证书。所以我们四个基本原则是什么？四个没有不吃鱼肉蛋，第三个不要吃麻醉品，第四个不。
每天念诵，多少？16圈。 OK。 你的名字是 Bimala Devidas。
Bimala Devidas， 谢谢。
Bimala。
Bimala。
Bimala。 Bimala 是 means pure。
是纯粹的意思，
是 Radharani 的名字。
Radharani 名字。
Upananda，我们叫他Upananda，纯粹。
Upananda Maharaj的哥哥，Krishna的舅舅，叔叔。
So we ask all the devotees here to bless these two devotees. To give their questions. And we hope that they will do a lot of service now, more service. Bring more pleasure to Krishna.
然后呢，更好的去取悦
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.